Hi, everybody. I'm Jeffrey Small here with your sports stories, and welcome to the podcast. Last night, the 2008 Stanley Cup playoffs got underway with two contests from each conference. In the East, the Pittsburgh Penguins played with a renewed confidence compared to last year as they hosted the Ottawa Senators. The Pens came away with a 4-0 shutout victory in their first game of the best-of-seven series. The New Jersey Devils lost in New York to the Rangers with a final score of 4-1, with ex-Devil Scott Gomez assisting on the first three Ranger goals. The Rangers now lead that series 1-0. In the West, the Colorado Avalanche beat the Wild in Minnesota with an overtime goal and a score of 3-2, taking a lead of 1-0 in that series. Meanwhile, the Calgary Flames played in San Jose against the Sharks, also winning 3-2. The Flames will play again tonight in San Jose with their series lead of 1-0. In other hockey news, the Canadian women's team secured their berth in the World Championship Finals in China yesterday, defeating Finland 4-2. Sarah Valiancourt scored two power play goals in the second period, transforming a 1-1 tie into a commanding two-goal advantage that contributed to the win. The team plays against the United States later today. In Toronto sports, the Raptors ended their losing streak as they defeated the Milwaukee Bucks 111-93 last night, thanks in part to the efforts of Chris Bosch. And the Blue Jays lost for the second time in as many games to the Oakland Athletics last night by a score of 6-3. And now for a special report. A New Brunswick middle school team has something to cheer about. The Quispamsis Middle School Cougars cheerleading team took home the silver at a recent competition and look forward to going for gold. Joe Clausen reports.
Ready. 5, 6, 7, 8.
The Quispamsis Middle School Cougars cheerleading team kicked off its season in style. The team performed in its first competition of the 2008 season on Saturday, March 1st in nearby St. John. The Cougars placed second out of 8 teams. Coach June Gates, who has been coaching the team for 4 years, credits this to the fact that the Cougars practice hard and are truly dedicated to their sport.
It's hard. It's very hard to. People think of it as being something kind of silly, but in competitive cheerleading, it is a lot of hard work.
There are 4 cheer competitions before the grand finale in May, the provincial championships. The QMS Cougars took the title in 2004 and have been working to regain the top spot ever since. Despite the fact that the team is in the gym several times a week, learning dance, cheer, stunts, jumps, and gymnastics, they believe they don't get the same respect that other school teams get.
People look at cheerleading, they kind of think of it as being silly, but in competitive cheerleading, it's a lot of hard work. We don't really get the respect because people don't think of it as a sport, but it is considered a sport. It's actually considered a high-risk sport.
The Cougars will take the floor again on March 15th at St. Stephen High School, where they hope to bring home a first-place trophy. Thanks for tuning in. This is Jill Clausen, Centennial College Radio News.
And that's it for all your sports news at this hour. For Centennial College Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Small.